Blog Talk Radio.
Dewo is an Igbo Nigerian word that means long life to all of you, and that is what I hope and pray for each and every one of you today. I am so pleased to have you join us today one more time on Chiism Radio. I am your host, Okedibia Owa Onyoha Osimiri. Okencho Ajayudi Onyoha will be joining me a little later on in this broadcast. For those of you who do not know, Chiism is direct communication to Chineke. From you to Chineke, there is no distance. Right where you are is the edifying, glorifying, sacred, and creative energy of Chineke. That is how our African ancestors saw it, and that is what we share with you. Our call-in number is 646-929-0963. 646-929-0965. Again, that is 646-929-0965. If you wish to join us in this wonderful, wonderful discussion that we're having today on Chisholm Radio. I hope you like the musical selection from our Omenala tracks, Anyine to Chineke. We thank Chineke for all the goodness we have inherited through creation. Please visit our Chisholm store at chisholm.org and see the cheese products we have for sale, of which these songs will soon be available. Now, those of you who have not visited the site, if you go onto the site, to the right of the site, you will see the cheese store. We ask you to please visit it. And while you're there, you can also see all the ongoing fundraising events that we are hosting, the fundraisers on GoFundMe for the celebration of the 10th year memorial anniversary of the reenactor and supreme spiritual teacher of this African spiritual wisdom, our honorable ancestor, Ahai K.O.K. Onyoha. Some of you have made your donations on the site, but some have sent checks not reflected on the site. We appreciate all your support because you know every ministry needs support to do its work. Again, to tune into this broadcast today is 646, the number is 646-929-0965. For the 30 minutes that we have today, our focus is on chaste moral law. Chaste moral law. We want to share with you from an African spiritual perspective how and why we must rise. First and foremost, we have the obligation to use our voices to raise awareness of the conditions of people whose interests are maligned and sidelined. It is our moral obligation to return everyone back to the glory of creation. It is our moral obligation to return Africa back to the garden of goodness that Chineke made it, a place now morally and spiritually bankrupt. And we are looking the other way. See, we can't keep doing that, my brothers and sisters. We can't. We have to become cognizant of what our moral duties are, what we are obligated to do for our people. It is well for everyone to focus on what makes life relevant today based on facts on the ground so that we can act on these facts. We need to be less preoccupied with information inherent in someone else's mythology, particularly mythology not designed to build you up. You see, for you to be willing to help someone else, you have to have knowledge, knowledge of yourself. Knowledge of self gives you the impetus to love another. You can't love anyone when you don't love yourself. You can't love anyone when you're confused about yourself. When we feel relevant, when you feel relevant, you are able to love someone else. When you feel irrelevant, confused, and misinformed, and the word there is misinformed, because brothers and sisters, I'm sorry to say it, spiritually we're misinformed, then our human relationships are lopsided. Let me repeat that. When one feels irrelevant, confused, and misinformed, human relationships is lopsided, and it's lopsided in favor of those with knowledge of self and the capacity to take advantage of those who have embraced willful ignorance. We're not an ignorant people. We are powerful people. Spiritually, we're powerful. African spirituality is so empowering because you're connected to God. You're connected to Chineke. Now, I grant you, Chineke has different names in different tongues, but it's still the same Chineke, the same creator. Chiism says that we're connected. We need to start seeing ourselves as connected, as having the power, the wherewithal to uplift ourselves so that we can go about the business of doing that for our communities, for members of our communities, for the global world. You see, you can't. When we see our people maligned and we don't say anything, then whatever the spirituality we're propagating, whatever it is, it's not working. When we are quiet and silent and we see our people suffering, that is against moral law. When we visit Africa and we see the plight of our people and we don't say anything, that's immoral. That's against our moral principles. The reason the African condition in the world has not improved is not because we're not good stewards of religion. God knows we are. All you have to do is visit Africa and you see churches everywhere, all kinds of churches, different kinds of churches. I choose not to call any names today. You know, we're all knowledgeable. We're not ignorant. We know. You know what I'm talking about. So it's important that we understand why we are where we are today. We're not where we are today because we are not stewards of religion. Because God knows, like I said earlier, we've got all of that. We're steeped in religion. Everything we do in Africa is based on religion. I'm not talking about spirituality. I'm talking about religion. Sets of dogma that we adhere to. The problem, though, is that we are not improving. Our condition in the world is not improving because we're not pouring all that energy that we give to other people into our own. That's why we're not moving forward. Well, we've got energy, we've got talent, but we give it all away. We don't pour it into our own thing, into our own truth, to increase our sense of caring, concern, and preparation. And when I talk about preparation, note the word preparation. Be ready. Preparedness for emergencies. But I don't want us to be prepared for the emergencies of the afterlife. Jesus wants you to be prepared for the emergencies right here on earth. Let your naked take care of us when we leave this earth. But what we do right here determines what sort of afterlife that we'll have. It's not in our praising of Chineke. That's not what makes us prepared for the afterlife. It's what we do here that prepares us. The good we do here. So our focus is not on what happens after we die, you see. Our focus is on what happens why we're here. African people are worse off because we fail to follow divine law. Our spiritual ethics, which is inherently moral, and the basis of our human ethical behavior. And what is that, you ask? Well, I'm going to share that with you. We said it all the time. We say all the time that we have our programs and all the written works that you see possibly on Facebook and WordPress and on our Facebook. Biri, tam biri, it's that simple. It's a simple moral law. Live and let live. We have abandoned the spiritual tenet and now willing to hurt each other over reasons and principles not of our own choosing. There's nothing moral about that. There's nothing moral about doing what other people want you to do for their good. What about you? What about you? What are you doing in this world? What are you doing to honor God? What are your moral tenets? What are the tenets that you are adhering to? Why do we hurt each other? We hurt each other because we're not paying attention, my brothers and sisters. We're not paying attention to what is important about spirituality. Spirituality is not just praising God. Chineke doesn't want you to just praise. We don't need to praise. We need to do. Hear my words, brothers and sisters. We need to do. You see somebody hurting, that's serving Chineke. The minute that you see somebody, your brother, your sister, hurting, when you see dilapidation around you, when you clean it up, when you give of yourself to help somebody learn something new, something positive, something that's going to help uplift them, that is serving Chineke. Chineke doesn't want you to sit around and praise. You can praise till you're blue in the face. Doesn't mean anything. You have to act. Action is spirituality, not just praising. When quoting, many of us are quick to quote holy books. When quoting the holy teachings of the different spiritual texts that we all adhere to, it's important to read the book. Read it. Look closely and see if you could be getting off kilter because you tolerate by not reading very offensive, unhealthy, and immoral actions that you call spiritual, religious. You know, brothers and my sisters, you have to pay attention to what you read because what you read, you begin to act upon. That's the danger of spiritual books. If the books are teaching you something that's not in that book, then it's lying to you. That's why you've got to read yourself. Take the time, read it, open the books, go from page to page. If it takes you a lifetime to do it, but at least what you have learned from that book came from your own research. Chiism demands that we read. So sometimes we talk the way we talk, not because we just want to talk. We talk because the spirituality demands that we read and demands that we tell the truth about what we read. If it's not true, it's not true. There's nothing godly about sheltering a lie. If your holy book is devoid of offensive, unhealthy, and immoral things, immoral words, immoral history, immoral sins, then you'll find, by all means, carry on. Read and flourish. But if it does, then you're not being moral. You're living a lie. There's no moral standing for anybody who believes a lie, tells a lie, and gets violent over a lie. Every text is relevant to the religious culture from whence it permeates and the menu for feeding the spiritual appetite of its adherents. Our spirituality measures our godliness by how we treat each other, period. How we treat each other. We must love each other in spite of our differences. To be godly is to do the right things for the good of our fellow human beings, regardless of their race, social condition, creed, or color. And then teach others to do the same. Chiism teaches that to serve Chineke is to improve the quality of life for our fellow human beings right here in the present, in the now. There is no need to go to war. There is no need to harm another human being because the way they believe in getting to God is different from each other. There's no reason, quite frankly, for us to ever have an argument over religion. Biri kan biri, live and let live. That's our moral law. That's our moral tenets. But it doesn't say that, and again, our spirituality says, where you see a lie, you better tell the truth. Otherwise, you are morally bankrupt. So if I'm telling the truth today, and it bothers somebody, I apologize. I am serving God. I am so sorry. Chineke expects me to tell the truth and expects you to do likewise. To be godly is to do the right things, my brothers and sisters, and teach others to do the same thing. To serve Chineke is to improve the quality of life of everyone. Everyone we meet, everyone, you know, we can't do everything, but there's some things we can do. So whatever you can do to help your fellow human being, that's your moral responsibility. Now, according to Chiism's Nkomi Ndumodo, Nsimbi Mbo, text 1, verse 2, Chineke created the first man and his name was Ifenta, Ife or Ive, which means light, and Nta means small or junior. For this humanity is called Ndife, meaning the light, the children of the light, whereby Chineke is the supreme light, while Ifenta is the junior light of the world, and Ifenta was in the image of Chineke and the first son. Adam is the first daughter, the receptacle of Chineke's creative energy, the nurturer, the giver of warmth, to be honored and respected. The moral law is that you are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Chineke created us to illuminate our essence to the glorification of creation. We are neither greater, let me use the expression, you are neither greater nor less than anyone else, and never accept less. You are the cause and the reason for the good in the world. Anytime you forget how sacred you are, remember that Chineke called you Junior Light in the image of Chineke. You must develop a sense of relevance and self-acceptance and know what that means. It is a moral obligation, ladies and gentlemen. Be much focused on personal and community service and finding the right path to get you there. It is your moral obligation. You are morally obligated to know what the right thing to do is and do so. You are morally responsible to do well in your community. You are morally responsible to ensure that through you somebody's life is made better. It is your moral responsibility to ensure that your community prospers. You are the junior light of Chineke. You are the creative energy and nurturer. You must act accordingly. That is your moral responsibility. And at this time, it will be my pleasure to introduce, because most of you know him, is to bring Yudi, Okinchwaja Yudi, to join in the conversation. Yudi, how are you this morning?
I am blessed. I am doing very well, very, very well. I am so happy that, we're seeing another day full of God's blessings and manifestations. There's an old saying that every day above ground is a good day.
Yes, indeed.
Every day above ground is a good day. Love is the highest spirituality. Now, regardless of what your faith or your belief is, any faith, belief system, or religion that cannot make its adherence to love, tolerate, and live in harmony with members of other religions is no religion at all. Now, you look around you and you see the mutual killings ravaging the religious front everywhere on earth. All this tells just one sad story, that just now the world has no true spiritual philosophy that can harmonize and allow us to live in peace. And this is what Chism has come to fail, to preach love and live love as a reemergence of the divine spiritual civilization of Irikambi, as you had mentioned earlier, live and let live. This is our moral obligation to one another. That's what we have to do as God's creations, to live with each other in peace. Being a true and totally spiritual person simply means that if you're able to see eye to eye and tolerate one another and defend to death the right of each other to survive and have the freedom to worship God in the way that either party understands best, that is the true definition of a spiritual and civilized behavior. We owe it to each other to live in peace and harmony. We don't owe it to each other to destroy one another based on religious dogma. God created this world, and this world is a paradise for each and every one of us. In Chism, we have Okwukwe, which we call the 18 Purgative Lives, and I'm just going to give our audience just a few of them. The first one is that I am one with Chineke. All human beings believe in something greater than themselves, and that something is the Almighty God. It's Almighty Chineke. Chineke is the creator of the heavens and earth, and we all believe that, and we all believe that God, Chineke, is our source of inspiration, our strength, and is our protector. We in Chism believe in the universal unity under the parenthood of Chineke, which means you should love your neighbor as you love yourself. You do unto others as you would want Chineke to do unto you. You shall not steal. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not lie. And most importantly, no religion can claim exclusive truth, because diversity is divine. That's why when you look around you, you see that even humanity is made up of different communities. You have your Chinese, You have the Europeans, you have your black Africans, you have your Indians, you have your Mayans in South America, your Incas and what have you. God was not stupid when he created diversity in life. Even the trees that you see outside are different. No one tree is alike. Even the insects that you see that bug you sometimes, the mosquitoes and the bees and the wasps, they're all different, but they're all insects. We don't even like the same things as human beings. If you take a look at the cars that you drive, some people drive BMWs, some people drive Mercedes-Benzes, some people drive Mazdas, but they're all cars. This is how we should look at ourselves in this world. Diversity is divine. We were not created to be put in one box and think the same way. If we did, life would be boring. I mean, why bother creating all the diverse human species that you see if that is the way God intended it? God never intended anything to be uniform. The only thing that God intended to be uniform in this world is having the ability to live in peace and harmony with one another, because that is the only way that life will perpetuate on earth. God said unto his center, and Adam, everything that I've created around you is for your own good. From trial and error, you'll be able to determine those things that are good for you to help perpetuate your existence on earth. When God created the human, God didn't say, I have created you, and any other creation that I have out there, you should go out there and destroy it and vilify it for his own glory.
Wow.
If he had intended that to be his modus operandi, then why bother creating the diversity that we see around us? It is diversity that makes life worth living. It is diversity that makes life beautiful. It is this diversity that makes you want to get up in the morning and have dreams of doing better and have dreams of relating to each other so that we could make the world a paradise, because that's the way God intended it. And this is the way that all chaste operate. This is the way that we operate, to love one another. Just remember, for those of you listening to this program, the idea that you should be good to one another is universal. And anybody that claims that they are favored by God over another race is simply basking in serious folklore and mythology of all the religious philosophies, because diversity is what life is all about. And I'm hoping that through our program, through our radio show, through our ministry, that all people that follow, listen to us, will have this understanding that biri tambiri should be your modus operandi, because that's
and
what
so
makes life beautiful.
Oh, I wish we had more time to go on. Very powerful words, Okinchwaja Yudi. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, we're going to be back again next Saturday so that we can continue to share the wisdom of Chiism. We pray that the words that we have shared today increase your understanding of what Chineke expects of you, deepen your faith, increase your sense of responsibility toward your fellow human beings and your community as a whole. Biri kambiri ya gazienu.
Wero bidema, wero biwayo, wero bidema neto chineke. Wero bidema, wero biwayo, wero bidema neto chineke. Asena madu nile debino waga nuihe. Agano, hebe chineke.